This is KCUR 89.3. The blues band Levittown just released their first recording in about 5 years, Taken and Given. Guitarist and vocalist Brandon Hudspeth stopped by KCUR's The Fish Fry recently to talk with host Chuck Haddix about making his way from Oklahoma to Kansas City and about a surprising early influence.
When I've ever seen you play, I always think, he's got some jazz chops.
Oh, well, yeah, I love jazz. I like all kinds of music, but definitely jazz is a mainstay. And I studied the UMKC and learned a lot there.
Well, you know, also, you know, your career path followed that of many other great artists that came out of Oklahoma.
Yeah, exactly.
You hail from Muskogee, Jay McShann, Claude Fiddler Williams. So many great artists came out of the Barney Kessel. And Jay, of course, and Claude came to Kansas City.
I know, ironic. We all came to the same spot.
How did you first pick up the guitar?
Really, I was influenced as a very early age by Johnny Cash, believe it or not. He was on Sesame Street. For some reason, I was watching Sesame Street, you know, as a child, and he caught my eye big time and told my mom about it, and she bought me a guitar. And here I am today.
You came to Kansas City, went to the conservatory. And then how did Levittown come about?
Well, actually, I kind of had formed a band before Levittown, and the drummer, Jan Faircloth, me and him decided to kind of start a new band, basically. And Jimmy Mead, I've known him for a long time through jam sessions, basically, all around town, and he joined in, and then we met Jack Arute. Later on, a little later, he was just moving to Kansas City from Oklahoma, ironically enough. So we just kind of met, and we all kind of lived in the same house, pretty much, and started jamming, basically.
How did the CD come about?
Well, let's see. It's been a while since our last one. It's been 4 or 5 years, actually. So, you know, me and Jack Garut actually wrote all the songs on here. There was one cover from an old friend of Jack's named Ace Moreland. But we pretty much just have written them in the last year, I'd say, a year and a half. They're all kind of lighthearted songs, you know. And we just kind of decided it's about time to start recording again. You know, we found a good place to record. You know, we liked LA Audio's where we recorded at. And we just went in there and had a good time doing it and called some friends of ours to come join us. Hyson Taylor singing, you know, some lead vocals on it. And also Annie Walzer is playing some piano on it. Just a bunch of friends getting together, having a good time and playing some original music, basically.
Well, it really comes through on this one. How did you find your voice as a songwriter?
Oh man, I love Chuck Berry. I like simple songs. I like old rock and roll and old blues that have, you know, simple meanings. And I think I took a lot from that. You know, kept it simple and trying to come up with a hook. Basically, is just my main goal. Walking down the road, wishing I was with my baby.
That was guitarist and vocalist Brandon Hudspeth from Levittown. He spoke with Chuck Haddix, who hosts The Fish Fry Friday and Saturday nights here on KCUR 89.3.